This is Adina Schutzberg from Directions Magazine. We are continuing our coverage from the ESRI User Conference. And today we have a conversation with Joe Francica about the state of satellite imagery. So I understand you were speaking with some of the satellite imagery vendors this morning.
Yeah, I had a great opportunity to speak with both GOI and Digital Globe, Mark Brender of GOI and Chuck Herring of Digital Globe. Both had some interesting perspectives on the market situation that they find themselves in now that imagery has become more of a consumer brand. Consumer awareness is very high because of what Google and Microsoft have done. And they find themselves in an interesting situation of having to address the market in a different manner.
So they're looking to move from the traditional sort of government contracts that both of them have had for many years and find new commercial and consumer customers, I guess.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to move out of the government contract business just yet. That's where their bread and butter is. That's where they continue to be. But the issue has been raised, and they have to address some of the concerns of acquisition. People will come to their sites. They want to get imagery, and they want a chunk of imagery, and access to that, it perhaps may not be as easy as it should be. The other thing that I should mention is that both are in the situation that they need to recognize that they are content providers, not just pushing pixels. And that's a situation where they both realize that they need to address as more people demand geospatial data. So whether you're dealing with satellite imagery or whether you're dealing with the content within an image, they have to address how they market what their competitive advantage is, which is a global view of the world with data.
Are there new challenges as they move to this different space? I mean, certainly the government buyers of imagery are quite savvy, and they realize that, you know, the satellite only goes around the Earth so quickly, so there are only so many images, and they come in at these certain intervals and so forth. Consumers have very different needs, right?
Right. So the challenge is getting the data from the bird to the consumer much more rapidly than it has in the past. We're getting very quickly to the point where the gap between what the consumer sees and what they want is narrowing. And you could position that as access to real-time data. Even Chuck Herring mentioned that they've discussed real-time video feeds, but that may not be feasible just yet. It may be what the market demands in the future, but right now, with a bird going very fast overhead, 17,000 miles up, that's not real feasible. But the point is that they're aware of the situation in which they find themselves in delivering content quicker to the end user. And that end user may be a commercial entity like a General Motors or a fleet logistics company, or it could be a consumer who just wants a chunk of land that they're considering buying for a vacation property.
And then there's the related question, and I've raised this before in some of the material I've written, that not only is the image old, but it's very difficult to determine exactly when the image was taken on some of these sites. So getting access to the metadata, for me, has always been a real challenge.
Currency is a big issue, and they have to figure out how to deal with that. I think they're looking at different business possibilities from data extraction, whether they supply just the imagery themselves or whether they do something value-add.
Sort of reprocess it and make it more valuable.
Right now they're dealing with partners who perhaps do that, and so that's a challenge for them going forward. How do they work with partners? How do they guard their own business model? And how do they work with the partners to help spread the word through them?
Right, and I guess the big partner that we're aware of is Globe Explorer, that certainly resells the Digital Globe imagery, but also sells imagery from a host of other content providers, including Airphoto USA, which they acquired, which is an aerial company. So in a sense,
right,
they're playing both sides of the fence there.
Yeah, so Globe Explorer is an interesting situation because they're an aggregator of data, and they know how to get it out to the consumer or the end user faster than perhaps the Digital Globe or a GOI can at this point. But
right.
But it puts them in a position that they may want to deliver the imagery too, not just through an OEM relationship.
Right, and Globe Explorer really has taken the lead. They've got tools where you can push imagery directly into AutoCAD, into MapInfo. They've been supporting OpenGIS standards for a long time, so they've got a WMS feed. They just announced at the conference that they're going to be delivering some of their imagery for free to ArcWeb Explorer and to ArcGIS Explorer. But if you want better data, there's a fee-based service for that imagery. So they're way out in front in terms of thinking about how to monetize and sell their, as you said, aggregated imagery.
And but it's also an issue of educating the customer of what they want. So here we have two satellite image providers, both jockeying for position for imagery at a higher and higher state of resolution. Both WorldView and GeoEye-1 are going to have high-resolution cameras flying on these birds, and so now they're faced with educating a community that knew that, or all they know is looking at Google Earth and say, hey, that's cool, but they don't know the nuances of the product packaging that could arise from finer and finer pixel resolution.
Now, do either of the companies have sort of plan changes in how they're going to market what they've got? Did they let anything on there?
I think that's the $64,000 question that they're wrestling with currently. If you take the situation of GeoEye having just recently gone through a merger with Space Imaging, they've got a new marketing team in place. Digital Globe has done a similar internal reorganization that has people in place that have a better marketing eye, perhaps. So they're both getting their feet wet at this point and really haven't announced any kind of marketing plans that are a go-to-market strategy.
All right. Now, how are they positioned in terms of the other satellites that are going up from other countries? Every other day there's a new satellite being launched from, somewhere in other parts of the world. It certainly, in general, lower resolutions than these, but they're up there.
So right now, with the Indian satellites and the Japanese satellites, those birds pretty much are locked down to government contracts within their own countries. So the availability of imagery from those particular satellites are not quite at the commercial stage. Perhaps where both GeoEye and Digital Globe were a few years ago. But sooner or later, that imagery is going to become too, and you can't forget about the Russians. The Russians are launching satellites, and they could very easily come in there and offer submeter accuracy and multispectral imagery and force the U.S. satellite-based companies to into a position where they may not thought they were, and maybe sooner than they would thought.
Right, and actually the other side of that coin is we were writing a little bit on the blog last week about some of the contracts that Digital Globe has signed that restrict that some imagery can only go to some companies and no one else can put it on the web at those resolutions. So that sort of cuts out a big swath of data that isn't available to anybody else who might want to put it on the web. And maybe that's where some of these new birds might fit, even if the resolution isn't quite as high.
Well, I think a lot of this goes to licensing issues, and I think both companies are questioning their licensing policies. They may end up throwing all those licensing issues out the window, even so much as some of the situations they find themselves with the government where, the licensing says that the government has immediate access to the data and there's a 24-hour shutter control on the image before anybody else can see it. Some of those issues may go out the window.
Ed, that'll be really interesting because that's what happened in the aerial industry for the most part. There was very strict licensing. You can use it, but no one else can use it, and that all is slowly fading away. And the one the one holdout or the one with a different model would be pictometry, where you license the software and the data, and the idea is that you get a long-term contract where every 2 years they refly with their oblique camera for you. So they've got sort of a unique...
Right, and that's another issue, too, with pictometry, because they're offering the off-nadir view through Live Local with Microsoft, and that's going to educate the community as to what is available as well.
Right, and that's been wildly popular.
Very high level of accuracy.
And I don't know if you saw it today, but Pictometry just signed an agreement with Intergraph just this week.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
So that's clearly in demand.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see a number of these products arise out of the satellite image provider or from other providers that are unique, like pictometry.
Right. I think that's a really good point. I think the vendor is still searching for how to take what they've got and turn it into an absolutely compelling product, which pictometry certainly has done.
Right, and to go back to the issue of content, these guys have a more or less a monopoly on the content, but this is the whiz-bang factor, right? The people looking at the rooftops through a satellite image, people love that. People get jazzed about that. But now the derivative products that these companies must release to the public will really make a difference into which one is more successful and how they view themselves as a company. They got to view themselves as a content provider, not just as a picture pusher, which I said before.
Right, and to date there's been some very small steps into that. I know Digital Globe did some work with some processing for runoff analysis, finding paved surfaces. But that sounded like it was, while a successful project, it didn't translate into a whole nother set of purchases. So I think they're still looking for what
this may be the beginnings of some of these niche businesses.
That's true, and that may be a place for partners as well. This has been a Directions Media podcast. I'm Adina Schutzberg, and for my colleague Joe Francica, thank you for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.